Congress is getting ready to vote on a bill that would crack down on TikTok. Now, for the most part, this legislation does have bipartisan support. And even when I first heard it, I myself was like, yeah, let's ban TikTok, right? But there is a small group of Republicans, and even former President Donald Trump, he's actually in that group. And this group has expressed strong opposition to this bill. To learn more, we are turning to Congressman Jim Banks. Hey there, Congressman.
Hey, Kayla. Good to be with you.
Yeah, glad you're here to help us sort through this. First, tell me about this bill. Is it an all-out ban of TikTok?
Well, you know, it's really not. It's much more technical than that, and it has to do with the divestiture of the U.S. investment by U.S. investors in TikTok. And to back up, TikTok is owned by a company called ByteDance, and ByteDance is a Chinese Communist Party-controlled company. So the concerns that the FBI has, the concerns that many of us have had for years, is that our biggest enemy, the Chinese Communist Party, is using TikTok not just as they could use it as an espionage tool, but they can also use it as a propaganda tool. They can, with the switch of algorithms, they can pump out pro Chinese Communist Party and anti-American propaganda. When you study what they do to use TikTok in China to influence the youth of China and how those algorithms look different in the United States of America, you begin to understand how dangerous and poisonous TikTok is. So, but the bill doesn't have anything to do with banning it. I mean, what it has to do with is the U.S. Investment and the U.S. involvement in TikTok. And it's complicated. It's a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. On one hand, like you, I think we need to crack down on these influences. For a long time, you and I have talked on this show about cracking down on China's influence in the United States of America. And I think, you know, there's an aspect of this bill that does that. On the other hand, I have some concerns.
Yeah.
And the same concerns that Donald Trump and others have shared about, does this give the president of the United States, Joe Biden, too much power to decide that some social media apps are too foreign adversaries? And, you know, we know how the other side plays. They, mm-hmm. they manipulate, they lie, they cheat. And will Joe Biden decide that Elon Musk is some kind of a threat and shut down the best free speech platform that we have? And then on top of that, Kayla, I look at Facebook, I look at Google, I look at some of these other big tech companies that to me are just as bad as TikTok. Mm-hmm. I mean, Google censors Republican content. They've stopped there's proof that over time they've stopped Republican emails from going to people's inboxes through Gmail. You had Facebook censor the Hunter Biden laptop story and manipulated the last the 2020 election. You had Twitter at the time before Elon bought it that was doing a lot of the same things that was influencing the 2020 election to help Joe Biden beat Donald Trump. So at the end of the day, this is a mixed bag. I'm even conflicted. I'm going to vote on it here in a couple of hours. I'm still working my way through it. I have concerns, but there are parts of it that I fully support.
Let me ask you this, too. On that note, I'm with you. I think it's a mixed bag. Like I said, when I initially heard this, I was all for it. But then as I started to read through some of this legislation, which, by the way, Congressman, I don't know about you, I think it's really poorly written. Trying to understand it is actually very confusing, which maybe that was done on purpose. I don't know. But when you read through it, I just think it's important to point out that this bill is not specific to TikTok. It does not just specify TikTok. As you said, this could be all kinds of social media apps, not just TikTok. And I think that needs to be made very clear when folks are hearing about this story. And as you mentioned, it's not an all-out ban of TikTok either. I think the mainstream media has done a deplorable job of covering this particular piece of legislation. But furthermore, the president has said that he will support this bill if it reaches his desk. Do you find that at all hypocritical, considering this is the same social media app that the president's campaign has turned to in a desperate attempt to try and reach younger voters?
Yeah, he can't both be anti-TikTok and be on TikTok.
Right.
A lot of people have called him out for that. But Joe Biden in and of itself being for the bill makes me very suspicious about
mm-hmm.
it, to be honest. I mean, That's not the reason I'm going to vote against something. But he's for it, and a lot of these Democrats are for it. That took that partnered with these big tech companies to rig the 2020 election. I mean, that's what happened. I mean, if a majority of voters who voted for a majority of the voters said they would have voted against Joe Biden if they would have thought that the Hunter Biden laptop story was true at the time. It all ended up being true. But the story was censored by Facebook and Twitter and other big tech companies. I mean, there's all of these companies are dangerous. Chinese Communist Party is our biggest foreign adversary. We need to crack down on them and get their influences out of the United States of America. And at the end of the day, if I feel like this bill gets us a step closer to doing that, I'll vote for it. But there are components to this bill that at the same time trouble me.
I'm not going to lie, Congressman. I can't wait to see how you do end up voting later on today. And then I'm sure we'll chit-chat about it next week, along with the president's massive $7.3 trillion budget he just unveiled. That's actually what we were going to talk about today. But this story is getting all of the attention, so I felt like we had to touch on it. Good luck with the soul-searching prior to this vote, and we'll check back in with you 1 week from today.
Have a good day.
You too. That's Congressman Jim Banks joining us, as he does every Wednesday at this time here on the show.
Podcasts by Federated Media.